Well, unfortunately, we don't have time to watch the whole movie. But hopefully that brought back some memories. So I asked the kids earlier, but what about you? Did you get good toys for Christmas? Maybe not this year, but how about in years past? Did you get some really good toys? I want you to think about that. Remember what it was like to get toys for Christmas. That thrill of opening them up, finding that brand new toy, something that you really wanted. Just the joy that came from that experience. I mean, toys are great. They're fun. They bring happiness. What's not to like? The only downside of toys that I see is you outgrow them. I mean, you probably have some toys that you played with for years that have a lasting place in your memory, but you probably don't play with them anymore. So, though they're nice, wouldn't it be nice if there was something that could bring a joy that would grow with you? A lasting joy? Is there a lasting joy? Well, let's look at the Bible and see what it says. So in the 37th chapter of Psalms, we find, "Take delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart." Well, that sounds pretty good, right? Do you want the desires of your heart? Well, of course you do. That's not the question. The question is, do you know what the desires of your heart are? Now, I'm sure you know what the desires of your head are. You could probably give me a list of things that you want. You probably even know what the desires of your stomach are. Maybe you're craving some of those goodies that the Coffee Fellowship people put out after the service. But your heart, that's trickier. And you can be misled. You may not know what the desires of your heart are. Let me give you an example. Years ago, when my daughter was just a child, there came a year where she saw these commercials on TV for this robot puppy. And, it looked like the coolest thing ever. She wanted that so bad. She was convinced it was the desire of her heart. So she told everybody that year that that was the thing she very much wanted most of all. And, well, she must have been on the nice list because she got that robot puppy. But after she opened it up, began to play with it, she quickly discovered that she had been misled. I mean, it had looked all cute and cuddly on the commercial, but it was covered with soft fur, but underneath it was lumpy and hard. So you really couldn't cuddle it. And even after a frustrating hour of reading through directions and trying to program this thing, it still did not respond anywhere near as well as it did on TV. Yeah, if you said just the right word in just the right way, sometimes it would do a little trick, but it certainly wasn't following her around, playing with her, and interacting with her every move and command like it did on the commercial. So she was quite disappointed, and by the end of Christmas Day, it was put up on a shelf, never to be taken down again. And that happens with kids, that happens with all of us. I want to show another little clip here from Toy Story. This one's about Buzz Lightyear. Buzz Lightyear has been misled in this, because Buzz Lightyear has been convinced that he is a genuine space ranger, able to fly, shoot lasers, and do all kinds of other things. But in this clip, he discovers the truth. And, well, let's see how it plays out. Have you ever felt like Buzz, where you saw something, heard about something that you thought was going to bring joy into your life, and you pinned your hopes on that, and you pursued it, and you finally attained it, and you imagined you would soar on wings of joy, only to go crashing to the earth? That feeling of emptiness and disappointment that comes when something that you were counting on bringing you joy just doesn't last. Have you ever experienced that? Because it's easy to be misled in this world. It's easy to listen to the voices in the world that are telling you that this or this will bring you happiness, only to find it doesn't last. Let me give you three examples. The first one is that the world says if you become more attractive, you will have more joy. I mean, think about it. How many TV shows and movies have you seen that have this basic plot? A plain-looking character is going through life not too happy, but then they undergo some kind of extreme makeover. They become incredibly attractive, and all of a sudden their life turns around, they become happy, and great things happen. I mean, it's the Cinderella story. I mean, think about Cinderella. I mean, here we have this poor, lonely girl with a bad home life who's dressed in rags and covered in cinders. But then along comes the fairy godmother. She cleans her up, fixes her hair up all nice, gets her some fabulous new clothes, a sweet new ride. She goes off to the ball, meets Prince Charming, and lives happily ever after. Moral of the story is, happiness comes from finding your true love. But in order to find your true love, you've got to be the prettiest girl at the ball. I mean, if you think about it, the entire story is one big advertisement for beauty products. Well, is it true? Are attractive people more happy? Do they have more joy in their life? Well, if it were true, then you'd think that all those beautiful celebrities in Hollywood would be the happiest people on earth. But if even a fraction of those headlines I see in the checkout line at the grocery store are true, that is definitely not the case. So that is one voice in the world telling us that. Second example, the world says that the right chemicals will bring you joy. I mean, think about it. Have you ever seen a sad person in a beer commercial? No. Beer commercials are filled with happy people doing fun things. The story that they're trying to sell is alcohol is fun. And it's not just alcohol. There's all kinds of substances out there that people will tell you that if you drink them, smoke them, ingest them, or inject them, you will have instant happiness. Is that true? Well, any of you that have had experience with someone who's caught up in the grips of addiction or have lost someone to an impaired driver, you know that this is not the case. So kids, don't do drugs. Third example. The world says more stuff equals more joy. So, is this true? I mean, billions of dollars are spent every year trying to convince us that if you buy this product, or that product, or that product, or that product, or that product, if you buy all these things, you will be happy. That's the message that they're trying to sell with these multi-million dollar ad campaigns. Is it true? I don't think so. I think it just leads to an endless pursuit of one toy after another, trying to find a happiness. So how can you find a happiness that will last? Well, let's look at the Bible again. From Matthew, 6th chapter, verses 19 through 21. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moths and vermin destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moths and vermin do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. So what this scripture, I think, is telling us is that everything in this world is temporary. It can all be lost, worn out, taken away. And if your joy is centered around these temporary things, if you are looking for a lasting happiness and joy in something that isn't made to last, you're headed yourself up to end up like Buzz in that clip. You're heading yourself up for despair. So better it is to center your joy around something eternal, something that will last. Store your treasures in heaven. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. It's saying, focus on God. Derive joy from your relationship with Him. That's something that can't be lost, worn out, or taken away. So this week, with the new year fast upon us, as you reflect upon your life and start looking to the future, I want to challenge you to examine the joy in your life. Where is it coming from? Is it coming from temporary things? I mean, there's nothing wrong with enjoying those things. That's fine. But is that the sole focus of your joy and happiness? Or is it coming from that relationship with God? Do you have a relationship with God? If you don't, maybe it's time to look into it. And if you do have that relationship with God, is it bringing you joy? Now, this is kind of the tricky part, because I've found that there have been times in my life where my Christian faith seems to be bringing me more obligation, frustration, even disappointment. But in those times, I think it's because I've gotten out of focus. I've begun to focus on the earthly things that surround religion, doctrinal differences, church politics, those kind of things. And those things are frustrating and disappointing. And at those times, I've needed to refocus my faith. To focus it on God, not these other things that surround it. So I want to challenge you this week to examine your joy. Where does it come from and will it last? Because God wants you to find everlasting joy, but it's up to you to look in the right place.